know that, you know, it's evolved that much. It's probably just gotten bigger. You know, more stands, more people. I've been downstairs. We had a couple of events downstairs with folks earlier, and it was just jam-packed. This is the first time I've been upstairs, so I'm looking forward to kind of walking around and seeing some of the fans and seeing the stands. But it's great to see the enthusiasm.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite stand?
Well, I haven't been to them yet, but it'll probably be something involving beef. Will be one.
The construction theme obviously fits this year.
Right.
Can you just maybe give us a quick update on how
Everything is on time, maybe slightly ahead of schedule. So that's good. You kind of noticed, if you looked out there, all the speakers are hung, the ribbon boards completely installed, the framing for the big video boards is going up. It's not completely in. The club seats are being installed on this side. You can't see behind the drapes, but the clubs and the new suites are well underway. The corner lounge is well underway. So Wi-Fi is essentially done in the bowl. They're going to finish it in the clubs and the suites as they're doing the renovation. So we're right on schedule.
How did you guys manage to, incorporate what's already here in construction to the decorations?
Well, one of the things I said when we were going to close for the summer was I wanted to do two things in the stadium. I wanted to do the season ticket summit and this. And so this was something we planned around. And so we kind of slow played construction today. The cranes were out here a little bit earlier. They're putting up these drapes so that we're protected. But after today, it's full speed ahead. There's no more events here. So. I'm sorry? I think they come in early July. They should be pretty much done by mid-July, so we have a month or so to do testing before the first preseason game.
The last time we saw you, Rod, you had said that decisions had been on when you wear which uniforms.
Yep. I have a recommendation. I'm going to wait until next week. We have the league meetings, and we're going to get some direction on, in particular, the color rush and what we can do there. And if we get the decision I want, I'll probably be announcing it next week, what the plans are. But my hope is we're all four. All four.
Speaking of the league meetings, what more have you guys done in terms of making bids for perhaps?
Well, there's not been an official bidding process. I think that's going to start in the fall, but they're well aware of what we're interested in doing. We were invited, along with a number of other cities, to have people in Philadelphia for the draft. So we had somebody from our staff and somebody from the city attend to kind of see firsthand what it's like to host it. So that'll help us when we put our bid together so that we can, do it in a way that hopefully picks up on what they did and do it in a Detroit way. The Super Bowl, I don't think it'll really be until spring, although I'm not 100% sure on that. But the league's well aware of what we would like to be included on.
Is that a multi-year?
They've not decided 2018 yet. I know there's some rumors out there, and there's teams that are lobbying for it. But as far as I know, nothing's been officially decided. I think they're probably going to start doing multi-year for the draft like they do for the Super Bowl. But next year has not yet been decided. Yes. Yeah. I would bid for, if it's a three-year cycle, I'll bid for all three and hopefully win one of them. Yeah.
Where would it be? I mean, they had so many people outdoors.
Yeah. I don't know that I know for sure. We have some thoughts on what we could do. I'm not going to get into specifics, but we'll work on making it as exciting as it was in Philadelphia, but with maybe some of the restraints around weather that I can't really count on 80 degrees like they had. But, we could have part of it in Ford Field. We could use the Fox. We could use Campus Martius. We could use the Riverfront. I think there's a number of places we could incorporate.
Speaking of the league meetings, is there anything on the table there that sticks out to you that you guys want to see happen, or is it just business as usual?
Well, there's a number of holdover things from the annual meeting, rule changes. They'll all be voted on. I'm not going to discuss how we're going to vote, but I think it'll be a relatively uneventful meeting compared to what happened in the last meeting with the Raiders decision. And so I think it'll be, relatively short, one day, and we'll be on.
What do you think about the overtime, the possible overtime shortening?
I think it's... It's an interesting question. I don't think too many people are in favor of more ties. And obviously, the shorter the overtime, the opportunity exists for more ties. But the other side is player safety and how many plays you might go into a full quarter. And so we're all about enhancing, player safety where we can. I think if you had a shorter overtime, it may encourage a little more risk-taking to try and score quicker. So it could be exciting. But we'll discuss that. That is one of the things that's going to be voted on. I'm not going to get into it, Dave. We're working on it.
Rod, this event benefits Eastern Market. Why does that partnership work? What do they get out of this?
Well, it's a great event for both us and Eastern Market. We do a lot of things with them, meet and greets and eat and greets in the summer with the players. They're all about kind of a great, healthy environment for eating, and we're trying to encourage that. It's a great place to go in the city, and it's even better now with what's going on downtown. I think they get 40,000 people every day on a weekend. So it's a great partnership, and we're happy to do this and benefit them.
I don't think we've talked to you since the schedule's been released, but you had made some requests, and were you pleased with the way that the schedule
was? I was very, very pleased with the schedule. I mean, we didn't get three of the first four home, but we got two of the first four. And I think the way the schedule works, where it's kind of a home-away rhythm, you know, we're not going to have a three-game road trip. And I think it worked out great. I'm glad with the primetime games. I was thrilled with the Sunday night game against the Steelers. I'm glad to have the Packers here on week 17 again. That wasn't something I asked for, but it worked out. Hopefully it's just as meaningful as it was last year.
Having that game here, if obviously the league thinks that could mean something. When you look at the schedule and you look at how many primetime games you got that game, are you excited about, you know, where your standing is in the league, what the league thinks about?
Well, I think it's a reflection of, you know, how we played last year and how many exciting games we had, and, you know, getting into the playoffs. And I think that's something that we should be proud about. And, you know, if you're playing a lot of primetime games, it means you're playing, you know, for something that's meaningful, and the league recognizes that. I think the thing with the Packers, you know, we're playing them on Monday night. We're playing them in the last game. I think the league probably recognizes that's a good rivalry right now. I know it's a good TV draw when we play them. So I'm excited about it. It was kind of interesting when they sent the schedule to me. You know, they call and they said, what's the first thing you're looking at? You know, because they're 16 games. And I said, I'm looking at Thanksgiving. They said, well, did you notice this? You know, I mean, so I kind of like zeroed in on different things. And they were the ones that directed me to the Sunday night game against the Steelers, which was not something I saw right away. So I think that, you know, the league is, you know, giving us a vote of confidence, and hopefully we can deliver on it.
One last question, guys. When you see the league, when you see Giselle come out today and say, you know, Tom Brady's had concussion in the past, what is somebody's, personally, a team, what do you think the league needs to do to kind of have players potentially actually be more upfront when it comes to Brady?
Yeah, you're talking about what his wife said. I mean, I don't know that he had a concussion or not. I mean, obviously she is concerned about it. I think, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is encourage the players to, you know, raise their hand if something's going on, because they're going to know, and we have the doctors that are spotting them and trying to identify things. But you do need the players to be willing to say something doesn't sense, you know, feel right. And that's something we try and educate them on, and it's something they're going to have to take part in. I think a lot of the players have said that, you know, that, you know, we need to be honest and say something's going on. I hope he didn't have a concussion. Maybe it was something that, you know, wasn't a real concussion, but if it was, it's too bad that it wasn't identified.
So. All right, guys.